Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and let's begin with the mismatch between federal and state marijuana laws. Massachusetts is now among a number of states that have made recreational marijuana use legal. But there's been some uncertainty hanging over the state's fledgling recreational marijuana industry because under federal law, growing, buying, and possessing weed is still illegal. And ever since the Trump administration reversed Obama-era guidance and suggested that it might step up enforcement of federal marijuana statutes, there's been even more uncertainty. But now the top federal prosecutor in the state, Andrew Lelling, is suggesting that he has bigger fish to fry than raiding state-sanctioned pot shops. Allie Jarmanning, WBUR's digital producer, has been following the story and joins us now. Thanks for coming in, Allie.
Thank you.
So what precisely did Andrew Lelling say in this memo that he released yesterday?
So in this most recent statement, Lelling says that while he won't totally, what he calls, immunize state residents from federal marijuana enforcement, the majority of his office's resources are going to be focused on combating the opioid epidemic. Opioid overdoses killed about 2,100 people last year in Massachusetts. Marijuana overdoses didn't kill anyone.
Okay, so the opioid epidemic, a much bigger priority. But Lelling did suggest that he wouldn't completely ignore federal marijuana laws. So what does his statement say about that?
So yeah, Lelling says he's considered what other states that already have legal weed have done for a while, like Colorado. And he targeted three particular areas of focus. He talked about overproduction, like outdoor growing that he says can lead to illegal sales, talked about sales of marijuana to minors, and drug sales that can be used to finance organized crimes. He actually specifically name-dropped the gang MS-13 when talking about the connections between gangs, drugs and cash. Mm-hmm. And he said this list is not exclusive, but rather it's meant to clarify what parts of the state marijuana industry his office is most likely to get involved in. And, you know, some of those areas the state is already tackling with overproduction. The State Cannabis Control Commission already has a cap on how much marijuana each company can grow, 100,000 square feet of plants each. And there are already measures in place to make sure one company isn't stockpiling too much cannabis. And when it comes to selling to minors, licensed marijuana stores can't sell to anyone under 21 anyway. And the Cannabis Control Commission says it's going to be sending in secret shoppers to check, kind of like what you see sometimes at a liquor store.
I got it. But Allie, I want to go back to January after Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that federal prosecutors should aggressively enforce federal laws against pot. Lelling spoke to reporters back then and seemed to say something pretty close to what his statement said yesterday. Let's listen.
The number one enforcement priority for my office is the opioid crisis. As I was pointing out to someone the other day, you know, 2,100 people in Massachusetts were killed by opioid overdoses last year, not marijuana overdoses. So that is where my resources are going right now.
So, Allie, that was Lelling last January. Why this new statement? Because it doesn't sound like a whole lot has changed, at least from what we just heard.
Yeah, you're right, Anthony. And we're not entirely sure what led to this latest statement. It could be because it's just after July 1st. That was the soft target date for the first recreational sales of cannabis in the state, though we haven't actually seen any sales happen yet. So maybe Lelling felt a need to issue some more guidance. Some marijuana advocates are actually a little concerned about the timing and how similar the two statements are. WBUR spoke to Jim Borgasani. He was the spokesman for the ballot campaign that led to the legalization of recreational marijuana back in 2016, and he called the whole thing puzzling.
He had already stated that his focus will be on opioid abuse. That's proper. That's where his focus should be. So I'm confused why he decided that he had to reemphasize that and open up a new front regarding overproduction.
And some dispensary owners, however, said they were really happy to see this kind of clarification from Lelling. They liked the emphasis on the opioid epidemic and the illegal marijuana market instead of the licensed and legal establishments they're trying to set up.
I see. So do you think folks who are counting on running recreational marijuana dispensaries can breathe a sigh of relief and that if they don't overproduce or sell to minors, they shouldn't have to worry about federal prosecution.
Kind of. Lellian essentially said he'd focus on other priorities. In an informal way, he's putting back into place the Cole memorandum that his boss, Jeff Sessions, rescinded back in January. And so this could lead to banks maybe becoming less wary of working with cannabis businesses at the state level. Plus, I don't think any cannabis business owner would disagree with the enforcement measures that Lellian's laid out. If a business owner is working legally and is licensed through the Cannabis Control Commission, they're not going to stray into any of these areas of potential prosecution.
All right. Should we expect any other changes going forward at the federal level around marijuana?
Yeah. So Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts has teamed up with Republican Senator Cory Gardner in Colorado on a bill that would protect marijuana businesses in states like theirs that have legalized the drug. It would essentially let those states operate free from federal interference, and whether that will get a vote in the Republican-controlled Congress, though, remains to be seen.
All right. And Allie, give us an update on the industry here in Massachusetts. While the Cannabis Control Commission has begun approving the licenses of recreational dispensaries, none are open yet. None is open yet. Can we expect that anytime soon?
That's the million-dollar question that everybody is asking. Right now, only one company has a provisional license to sell marijuana. That's Cultivate Holdings. They have a medical marijuana dispensary out in Leicester. And the company still needs to get final approval from the Cannabis Control Commission after they get their owners fingerprinted and have their facilities inspected. But even once that final approval happens, that marijuana that they're going to sell has to be tested by an approved lab. And so far, no labs have even applied for a license yet through the Cannabis Control Commission, though once they do, the commission says they're going to be moved to the front of the line. So it's really complicated, but the bottom line is without that medical marijuana card, it might be a while before you're picking up a few pre-rolls after work, Anthony.
All right. The long, slow road to legalized recreational marijuana. And Allie, since you've been covering this for our newsroom, tell us about a few places listeners can go to get more information.
Yeah, we have a thriving Facebook group called Green Rush Cannabis in Massachusetts. Reporter C. Brown and I share all sorts of cannabis news from WBUR and elsewhere in there. And we're always in there answering questions from listeners, and we get feedback on what we should be covering next.
All right. And we'll have a link to that Facebook page at our website, radioboston.org. Allie Jarmanning, she's digital producer for WBUR. Thanks, Allie.
Thank you.